There are 37 counts, but that means that most of them relate to the same set of events, right? So you can hear 37, but you should really think about this is really about the retention of documents under the espionage, taking out documents classified and unclassified that you're not supposed to have, taking it away. And then the more important issue, which I always thought was the one where President Trump was most vulnerable, is the obstruction of justice, which is to say, when it was discovered that he had it, he was playing three card Monte with documents and not returning it so that he wasn't cooperating. So those are two separate charges. The first piece is significant because it comes under the Espionage Act, retention and removal of documents. But remember, this is the President of the United States. This is not the Rosenbergs or Chelsea Manning or Julian Assange or Edward Snowden. When you hear Espionage Act, that's what you normally think of. And of course, there is no evidence that he destroyed anything or shared anything. So I always thought that the retention of the documents wasn't the biggest issue. I was surprised to see that, in fact, it came back. Espionage Act was back. I thought today was going to be mostly about obstruction because I think the evidence is strong on that. And guess what? The indictment is very specific about what the president was saying to his staffers and to his lawyers that intimated that he knew that this was classified. He knew he wasn't supposed to have them, and he knew that the National Archives wanted it back. That's very important. Why? Because remember, in the January 6th case, the problem with that case is there's really no evidence of the president telling anyone to smash windows in the Capitol. He wasn't really involved in what happened. You can try to tie him into it somehow. This is very specific. And lastly, we started to learn today from the press conference and the indictment. This had very significant national security implications, dealing with the United States nuclear programs, our military capabilities, the possibility of an attack from Iran. This is not just some letters that he wrote to a foreign leader. These are significant pieces of classified information that he shouldn't have had.
How is this Trump documents case different than that of former Vice President Pence and President Biden?
Here's the difference. They cooperated and Donald Trump obstructed. You heard President Biden. The minute they said, "You have documents, sir, what do you say? It was next to your Corvette." "I'm fully cooperating." His press secretary said this, that we're fully cooperating. Mike Pence, fully cooperating. This is why I thought the Justice Department had a very strong case of obstruction, because we're now seeing very, very damning evidence of the president not only not cooperating, but actively engaged in mishandling the documents to keep it away from the Justice Department.